So it's kind of one of those things where you are still grieving the loss of the person that your loved one was. So you may not be grieving not be having them here in person, but if Boo Boo would have survived, he would not have been the same Boo Boo that we had before. So we would have still had to deal with losing who he was before and living with our new normal. So people got to understand that whether that person survives or whether they die, you are still, there's no difference.
What was the family's reaction throughout the process?
We never want to do it again. That's what I can say about the process. We hope to never, ever have to go through that process again, and we pity any family that does. That's what I would like to say. I would like for people to also remember, and families to understand, that when you're going through these negotiations, you're not negotiating a price for your loved one's life. You're negotiating a price for the crime that was committed against them. And I think that when you go into it with that mindset, then it can be a lot easier. But you also have to understand that when you have a family who has lost a loved one, that mindset is not always easy to get to. And so you can't expect them to not see this as you're offering them money for their child's life or for their loved one's life. So, I mean, it's going to be a struggle. Everyone is going to handle it different. But I think that people have to understand that it's not the most important part. It had to happen. And that's what I keep telling people, that the civil cases have to happen. If you want change to happen, then you have to hold them accountable. The only way to hold the county accountable for what their employee did is to file a civil case against them. It's accountability. You would do it with any other person if you're going to sue another person. I mean, it's all about accountability. When it comes to the criminal trial, it has nothing to do with the civil trial. It's a whole separate matter, and you can't look at the two the same. As I said, if you are grieving and you've lost a loved one, it's hard to come to that. So everything kind of meshes together. So all of my family members handled things differently. For me, it was easy for me to separate that. Like, my understanding of how this has to happen was completely clear. But for others, yeah, they struggle with that.